Crandall's Castle by Betty Wren Wright. Read by Carol Stewart. Chapter 1. Charlie. Charlie Bland sat on the front steps and watched her Crandall cousins run happily wild around her. The 4-year-old twins, Jean and Terry, were building a fort using boxes and crates they'd dragged from the Bland garage. As soon as they completed a wall, they took turns riding their tricycles into it at full speed to batter it down. 2-year-old Mickey hurled toys out of his playpen in every direction. "I cleaned up the whole yard this morning," Charlie said grimly. "I wanted it to look nice when Mom and Ray come home." 16-year-old Dan, the only Crandall not in motion, laughed. "Why'd you bother?" he asked. "You knew we were all coming over for the big welcome home this afternoon. Aunt Rona knows what we're like, and Ray might as well get used to us. Every time he looks across the street at our yard, he'll see a bigger mess than this." Charlie nodded. She considered getting up to collect the toys, but she didn't. Waiting like this, not knowing what was going to happen next, was pleasant. She felt as if her whole life was about to change.
"If you think this is bad, look out," Dan added. "I just found out we're getting a new kid in our family."
Charlie looked up at him, startled.
"Not another baby," Dan told her with a grin. "It's a girl from Madison. She's related to someone my mom knows, and she has nowhere else to go, so..."
Charlie understood.